Yeah, well, I'm just saying, like I said, the one up here on the table is what I started in GMRS before I got this DB20. People ask me, what do you think of the PIV, or what do I think of, you know, the other brands? I can't tell you because I never owned them, never ran them. But I know that this Baofeng, this UV5RM, has been very faithful to me, very faithful. I even bought a bigger battery for it. Not the $60 one, but it's a little bit bigger than, you know, amp-wise than the stock battery. But it works good, it runs good, and I really love it. The other two, the new ones, I pulled them out of the box, out of the pack, put the batteries in them, hooked them up to my computer because I have a file saved with all the stuff on my Baofeng up here. I loaded them up, pulled the batteries back out, put everything back in the packs and put them away. But so if I ever have to use one of them, I don't have to program. They're already going. They're all ready to go there. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Like, I really didn't even need the radios, but with the deal, man, you can't. I couldn't beat it, so I went ahead and did it. But yeah, no, it's a. I have a couple of $150 radios handheld. And, dude, for $25 a radio, $20 a radio, you cannot beat these radios. And they are good radios. I have dropped my other K5, which I have hooked to my external antenna. I've dropped that thing so many times, and it still works.